USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Chairman James Comer and Oversight Committee Republicans are investigating the Biden family's domestic and international business dealings to determine whether these activities compromise U.S. national security and President Biden's ability to lead with impartiality. The House Oversight Committee website states, members of the Biden family have a pattern of peddling across the highest levels of government to enrich themselves. Comer on Fox News last night says we will see documentation today.
And get an idea of the dollar amount that we're talking about. That's another thing that's never been reported. We've already disclosed $1.3 million from China. That was wired directly into three or four Biden family members' names. That number is going to be a whole lot higher tomorrow morning.
A judge in New York has put a gag order on a presidential candidate. New York State Judge Juan Merchan hit Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump with a gag order last night in the alleged criminal hush money case, ruling the 45th president is restricted from posting about evidence in the case. This is USA News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get...
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Elon Musk is cutting the ribbon on a new battery plant in Texas that will someday power his Tesla cars.
The first-of-its-kind factory will produce battery-grade lithium.
Battery-grade lithium actually has to be extremely precise, because if you have any impurities, it causes degradation of the battery.
He says availability of battery-grade lithium will be a bottleneck in the electric car world. He says lithium is abundant, but there's a lack of refineries to process it. The $37 million plant outside Corpus Christi is set to open next year. I'm Skip Kelly.
A 34-year-old man was charged with manslaughter and aggravated assault after the vehicle he was allegedly driving plowed into a group of illegal immigrants Sunday in Brownsville, Texas, killing eight and injuring at least 10 others near a homeless shelter. Brownsville Police Chief says George Alvarez faces 8 counts of manslaughter and 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His bail was set at $3.6 million. Jury deliberations begin today in the civil trial against presidential candidate Donald Trump.
During closing arguments in the civil trial against Trump, a lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type and that he sexually assaulted her the same way he described treating women on an Access Hollywood tape. Trump has always denied any wrongdoing. He claims Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Lost Sock Memorial Day as we honor all the socks that are no longer with us. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.